Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Craig Stattmiller bringing you this week's update. For those who may be new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. We proudly operate without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What that means is simple and powerful. Everything that is donated, whether it's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. That commitment has guided Camp Courageous from the very beginning, and it remains at the heart of who we are today. Camp Courageous is now in its 52nd year of serving campers. From our humble beginnings in the summer of 1974, when just 211 campers attended, we've grown into a year-round program serving nearly 10,000 campers each year. Over time, the camp has expanded from 40 acres to more than 400, from 5 buildings to 35, and a growing staff of dedicated team members. Camp Courageous stands today as a living tribute to the goodness, generosity, and commitment of so many people who believed in this mission and helped it grow. And for most Camp Courageous campers, coming to camp isn't just something they do. It's the highlight of their year. Camp is a place of belonging, a place of joy, a place of independence, friendship, and opportunity. It's a place where memories are made, confidence is built, and every individual is valued exactly as they are. Now let's take a look at what's been happening around camp this past week. Activities kicked off with a Cupid Shuffle dance held in our wonderfully decorated Durgan Pavilion. A live DJ brought the music and energy as 186 campers arrived ready to celebrate. But before they even made it to the dance floor, they were greeted by nearly a dozen therapy dogs and their handlers, welcoming them to camp with wagging tails and warm smiles. Once inside, the party was on. Campers danced, got up with friends, enjoyed arts and crafts, played games, and treated themselves to some pretty indulgent snacks along the way. The vibrancy in that building was off the charts. Joy and laughter echoed from wall to wall. There's nothing quite like watching so many people having so much fun together. And I want to give a very special thank you to the volunteers who helped decorate, set things up, serve food, and support our campers throughout the event. Events like this simply would not happen without you, and our campers truly love having you there. Our Camp to You program was also on the road this week, visiting the Ark in Iowa City and bringing a full lineup of games, activities, and entertainment. These visits are incredibly meaningful because they allow campers to reconnect with camp throughout the year. We're also pleased to host a visit from our longtime partners at Molo in Dubuque. Glenn Haskins, Chief Operating Officer and Vice President, who also serves on the Camp Courageous Board, stopped by along with colleagues Chad Lieber and Dennis Yeager, and they arrived with a wonderful gift for our campers. To Glenn and the entire Molo team, thank you for your many years of partnership and support of Camp Courageous. Friends like you truly make a difference. I also had the pleasure of visiting the Iowa City AM Rotary Club this week. It was a real pleasure sharing what is happening at Camp Courageous and what we're looking towards in the future. Special thank you to Jack Cameron for the invitation and to the entire Rotary group for their warm hospitality. While in Iowa City, I also had the opportunity to meet with members of the Knights of Columbus Council 842 for some great fellowship and to receive a gift for our campers. Thank you to Neil, Mark, Jim, and Terry for taking the time to come along, and thank you to the Knights for your decades of friendship and support of Camp Courageous. The week of visits wrapped up with a special stop in Cedar Rapids, where I joined the Optimist group at First Lutheran Church as they celebrated the 50th anniversary of their support of Camp Courageous. Former CEO Charlie Becker shared that when he first arrived at camp back in 1980, he met Gary Kuba while the two of them were clearing and splitting wood together. 50 years later, the Optimists are still faithfully supporting Camp Courageous. That kind of commitment is simply extraordinary. To the Optimist Club, thank you for standing beside Camp Courageous for so many years. Now it's time for this week's Courageous Spotlight, where we highlight one of the remarkable individuals who helped make Camp Courageous such a special place. This week's spotlight is Victor Alua. Victor first heard about Camp Courageous at a career fair at Luther College. After previously attending the United World College in Germany, Victor shared a moment that truly stuck with him at camp. He was helping with the Burma Bridge activity when a camper arrived who was eager to participate but needed extra support to safely access the bridge. Instead of moving on to the next activity, a program specialist took the time to find a solution. With creativity and care, they used an adjustable chair and additional safety belts to make it possible. Victor reflected on that moment and said it helped him realize something important. When Camp Courageous says it is a place where anything is possible for campers, regardless of disability, it truly means it. That experience has stayed with him and continues to influence how he approaches his work and daily life. By the way, Victor comes to us all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. He loves cooking and enjoys just about every sport you can think of, indoor or outdoor. And although most staff members would probably say their favorite camp animal is Gambler, our resident donkey, Victor's favorite is Hocus Pocus, the camp bunny. Victor encourages everyone to get involved with Camp Courageous because, as he puts it, Camp Courageous is special because of the unique experiences you will get, whether you're a staff member, volunteer, camper, or supporter. Victor, thank you for everything you do to make camp such a special place. This week also wrapped up our winter garage sale season with a final day of blowout sales on Thursday. It was a tremendous success thanks in large part to the many volunteers who helped receive, sort, and display thousands of donated items, assist shoppers, and work the registers. We are incredibly grateful for everyone who donated items and everyone who came out to shop. And a special thank you to Mackenzie Davis and Jen McRavy, whose leadership and tireless work helped oversee every aspect of the sale. The two of you truly embody the heart of Camp Courageous. Now don't worry, the Manchester Garage Sale continues year-round, offering some of the best bargains anywhere, with every dollar supporting Camp Courageous campers. And before we close, don't forget about the Shamrock Shindig happening March 17th in Durgan Pavilion. You can RSVP by visiting our website. Until next time, thank you for listening, thank you for believing in this mission, thank you for supporting our campers, and thank you for your interest in being a part of the Camp Courageous family. This is Craig Stattmiller wishing you a wonderful week ahead.